Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny, 106.7. The Fan, it is the big one at one. Biggest story in D.C. sports today. Redskins getting ready for the Rams. We'll get a couple notes on the Nats to come your way in a minute. We'll bounce all around the landscape. Quick quote, though, from Alex Ovechkin that caught our attention that's pretty funny. Media Day is taking place today. The Caps are 20 days away from the start of a new season. So they will debut in 20 days. October 5th is the slated date for their new year. Isabel Krishoudian tweeted this out from the Washington Post. Ovechkin was asked about the reshuffled roster, the new-look team. The Caps obviously have lost a bunch of key pieces. Justin Williams is gone. Marcus Johansson's been traded. It was a turbulent year. Almost looked like you get blown up after you win a title without actually getting to win the title.
Right. You do the Marlins thing without winning the World Series first.
Ovechkin, we're still a good team. We're not going to suck.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, captain, my captain.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, that would be the perfect headline is, we're not going to suck.
We're not going to suck.
Print that on a T-shirt and give that out, would you?
I do think they'll be worse, but it's a matter of how much. And that's okay, by the way.
They're going to be worse. They're not going to win the President's Trophy. They're not going to finish first in the Eastern Conference. What has that gotten them? What is the benefit to doing that? Don't get me wrong. I love regular seasons where you're great and all the wins. It's a fun time for everybody. Very exciting. You're no better off when the playoffs start as a one seed than you would be slotted down as a wild card or the Metro winner that didn't win the conference.
Yeah, we got some sample that says that.
So I got no issues with that. To the Nats really quickly before we get to the Redskins. Max Scherzer was on the show earlier today, so if you missed that, go to grantanddanny.com/audio, and we got a quick pitch posted for you celebrating their division championship. Go to grantanddanny.com/quickpitch if you're interested in that over the weekend. Trey Turner's come around a little bit.
Added an extra base hit.
Up to 285. I like what I'm seeing from him. Jason Wirth had multiple hits. Saw, I think, 24 pitches in his four at-bats last night, which is a really good sign.
Hit a couple balls hard, too, to the warning track. Was robbed of one hit and drove another ball a little bit later on. So, good signs.
Wilmer Defoe was batting third last night. Had an 0 for the evening. Down to 278. He's cooled off considerably. Crashing back down to earth a little bit.
Normalizing a little bit.
Which is fine. Yeah. I'll still take a 270s year from him, but he was hitting and playing way over his head for a few weeks, and that's just not sustainable. Adam Lind hitting the cleanup spot, couple hits. He's going to end up hitting 300 for the year.
That dude can hit.
Great transaction. That acquisition by Mike Rizzo to bring him in as a bench player was one of the three or four smartest underrated moves they made.
He's going to make himself 15, 16 million bucks in the American League next year.
Oh,
just swinging it.
Kiss him goodbye.
Yeah.
He's gone, and that guy should DH somewhere every single day, but you're right. He can just flat out rake. Michael Taylor did get the start in center, made a couple nice plays defensively, struck out a couple times in an 0-for-4. The storyline for me last night was Victor Robles. Robles scored twice, had a couple hits, one of which was a triple, by the way. He ended up driving in a run, so Victor Robles now has two RBI in his limited time in the major leagues. I said a couple weeks ago on the show when he was about to be called up, he's one of the fastest players I've seen live at any minor league ballpark. He's just absolutely blazingly burning fast. They say he's a 70-75 runner. I'd like to know if he's a 75 runner, who the 80 runners are. Did you see his triple last night?
It's the fastest triple recorded in Nationals history in the StatCast era. The previous record holder was Trey Turner, who we know is expedient. Victor Robles beat that last night.
I think Robles is faster than Turner. I wouldn't say he's going to steal as many bases because that's not a speed thing. I think Turner's a better base runner than Robles. But I think if you line those two guys up in the outfield and you walked off, like, let's say 50 or 60 yards, you say race here. Because in baseball, they run a 60, not a 40.
Right.
But if you had them run a 60, let's say, I actually think Victor Robles beats Trey Turner.
I know that watching them run is enjoyable. I know that he's got a little crazy legs Hirsch to it, the way he does it. But goodness, it was poetry to watch him right center field gap, just gliding around the bases. He just over 11 seconds. It's 90 yards with two distinct right angle left turns that you have to make. Patently absurd that he runs that he's that fast. I mean, it's nonsense to be that fast. Amazing.
That would be a good call topic we could do. It wouldn't make a lot of sense today, probably. But who would win a race, Robles or Turner? Who would you put your money on? I'll pull that one. That's a good at Grant H. Paulson.
Grant H. Paulson, in effect.
That's the right way to do that.
That needs, by the way, you know how Dar has, from Thami, has the newsroom sort of underbed?
Oh,
we need
we
a
do.
Grant Paulson kind of underbed.
That's
I don't know what it would be.
That's a great point. We need a bed for any time I post a poll. The newsroom's the perfect one for Dar.
Yeah, that's
Dar. I'd love to steal that, but I can't.
You can't.
That's already Dar.
So it's hard to explain to those of us here. So like Brendan and Thom are in their control room, and I'm here sitting about 4 feet to the right of Grant. He gets this look in his face, and he cocks his head kind of sideways and then reaches out both hands immediately to the keyboard. Just, you can tell that lightning is struck and it's poll time. Grant H. Paulson deserves something. I don't know what it is.
Would it be the sound effect in one of those like crime shows where they find a new clue? It's like dun dun dun. Like, is it something that simple? Oh, that's pretty good, Tommy. Like a breaking news type thing.
This is
pretty good.
Interesting.
Like
it's on the table. It's not off the table. That's
Grant
on the table.
Grant H. Paulson on Twitter right now. Grant Paulson presiding. Who would win in a foot race, Trey Turner or Victor Robles? You can tweet me your responses, and you can vote on my Twitter poll just a sec. Yep, right now. It's posted.
And
it's available
up now
for you. So go do it. So that's your Nats notes. One final item is that we said all we want is this team to stay healthy. Jose Lobaton left with an injury last night. He was out for several days. He kept him out for a week and a half trying to make sure his foot was okay. He got hit in the same foot.
Slider in the foot.
Ugh.
90 miles an hour.
Pedro Severino off the bench. That's a loss. Don't get me wrong. Lobaton's a good catcher. He was actually the catcher for them in the division series last year. They didn't have Ramos. I don't want to prioritize who you can and can't play without, but you just got to keep the key starters healthy. He obviously at this moment is not one of those guys.
100%.
Tanner Roark, good outing. 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs earned. All right, let's get into the Redskins then as we bounce around the DC sports landscape for the big one today at 1. What would a win mean? What would a loss mean? So let's start for the Redskins on what a win would mean against the Rams on Sunday.
Win means you got a chance. A win means that things are salvaged. A win validates all their offseason where they told you that they know best. A win means that you can afford to let one of your smart coaches go. A win means that organizationally they have a cohesive plan and are on the right track. A win means that you stave off the wolves at the gate. A win means this season has a chance at being relevant. A win over the Rams on the road in Los Angeles. You're disrupting your entire routine. You're flying across the country to beat the mentee for the former master. A win means that you do know best. A win, really honestly, to me, gives this team still the door opening. I don't think they will, regardless of whether they win or lose, but it gives the team an opening to have the kind of season that they're all hoping for internally.
A win means this fan base gets back to a rational, sane approach to this season where we're not going to have a referendum on every game. A win means I think you can look at the Redskins and say they're going to be really good some weeks and really bad some weeks. A win means that this team can respond to adversity, that this team can go out on the road on the West Coast at a time that isn't normal to them in an abnormal time zone and play a good football game. A win means that the Redskins can beat teams that they should beat. A win means that Kirk Cousins bounced back and this offense looked a lot better. A win means you're 1-1 through two games, which we all kind of thought was a possibility. And while it was the worst case scenario because we were hoping you were going to split at least one of those two games against Philly or L.A., that you were going to take both of them. In worst case, you're going to get out of that 1-1, and a win would mean the Redskins are right, frankly, where they should be at this point.
Hmm.
If they're going to be an 8-8 kind of team, which most of us predicted. Now, if you've got them better than that, you had them in the playoffs, 9, 10, 11 wins, which a couple people did, I think you're in a little bit of trouble at this point after the loss to the Eagles. But a win to me means sanity, calm.
Calm.
And it's just a week where we get to actually have conversations about this team without a reek of just a smell of desperation, without the reeking of already people running for the hills as if the season is over. It's so necessary. And we can get into what a loss would mean in a second, but we want to take your calls on this at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us. I'm at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny.
And frankly, we can kind of go open lines Friday junkie style here. Next, if you want to hit on the Nats, we could do that. If you want to hit on the Caps 20 days away, we could do that as well. But I would love to hear from Skins fans on what a win and what a loss would mean. And we'll tell you what we think a loss would mean for the Redskins. Sean O'Hara is on the show at 1:30. That was the big one right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.